today. Talk about your season so far.
The last two races have just been awesome for us. You know, at Norwalk, we were number one qualifier. I went to the finals, got beat in the finals. Last weekend, I went and ran a little race with my dad in a car, and I was number one qualifier in that and won the race in that. So it's good to come here and be number one again. Everybody was going, well, let's see if you can do it again. You know, that maybe that was just a fluke, but I think we're here to stay this year. I think we'll be able to run for this championship now. I think people are seeing that our victory magnum is pretty hateful, and we're looking forward to the rest of the season.
All right, so you first, do you have any questions?
No, I'm
any questions?
Surprised you had that big
gap. Yeah, I'm surprised that, you know, some people didn't go 85s or 84s out there. I know the run, you know, Junior ran 194, 90 something, so his speed's right there with ours. It just, they're not getting a hold of the racetrack. This track's always been very, very good track service. We've always had a problem getting a hold of the track because we normally bog up here. The air's normally bad, but the track's so awesome that you can throw everything you got at it. And we got too aggressive the second run. We should have went faster, but we blew the tire off in the first gear. So besides that, we should be pretty good. Man, I was, when we started the year, I knew we had very good power with this new Victory motor. And to struggle like we did, I was so upset. And after Englishtown, I was ready to sell everything for pennies on the dollar, and I was just frustrated. But luckily, we turned the corner and got the bike to go straight, got the bike to 60 foot, and now we're showing the potential this Victory motorcycle has. So all in all, we're pretty excited about the rest of the year.
What do you have to do to take what you did at Norwalk and turn it into a win?
Just got to be consistent every round. We were quickest every round, even on E1. We had a transmission problem second round at Norwalk, and we had to swap transmissions, and that ended up costing us race because it had a different ratio for second gear. And we just kept spinning the tires, semis and finals. So got another one of those gears. I've got two transmissions here with that. So we should be good, pretty good. We just, no parts failures. I do my job on the tree. The bike performs. We need to put this Victory in the winner's circle. I'm talking right now with Victory and Polaris and everybody about ongoing sponsorship, and now's the time I need to step up and win a race and lock this deal up so I can